right, we're going to continue with our media availabilities here at Texas Motor Speedway in advance of Sunday's AAA Texas 500. We are joined by one of our playoff drivers, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Toyota, who currently sits second on the leaderboard. We will open up to questions. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start down here in the front with Claire, and then we'll go to Jerry. All the way in the front.
Claire B. Lang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. How aggressive do you expect this race to be, and how do you look at now digesting for a few days how it came down last week with the bump and run with Logano and Truex?
I think there's opportunity to be aggressive here if you want to be aggressive, but there's a lot of risk for reward here at this place, especially on restarts with as slick as we've seen it be, as narrow as we've seen it be the last few years since the repave. So depending on how the rubber application gets going here this weekend and how wide of a groove you kind of see between the truck race and the Xfinity race, getting into the cup race, that kind of determines what all you should expect or how hard you feel like you can go on restarts. And past that, in the last week's race, obviously just I didn't go back and rewatch it, but just kind of remembering what I remember about it, 78 worked hard for a few laps to make a move at Martinsville and at a short track as clean as he possibly could, and then, just cleared a guy too soon and got run over through 3 and 4. So, with sometimes who you're racing around, I guess you got to know what's going to happen and expect that. And try to plan for it, I guess. But when you try to do too much planning, last I checked, that's not racing. So
we'll go to Jerry and then to Woody.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTires.net and PRN. A couple real quick. First off, yesterday you guys were at Toyota headquarters. What was that like? I was over there for a while. That seemed like it was a really big deal with the people that worked there at Toyota. A lot of fan interaction. What was that all about?
Yeah, so we've had Motorsports Day at Toyota for, I don't know, since I've been there, I think. Normally it's been out in California in Torrance at headquarters out there, but they shut that place down and two other places, I think, that were big office spaces for them, and they've converged all of that and put it all together here in Plano, Texas. So Toyota headquarters has got 1,000-something employees at it, and it's in celebration of all the associates and just being able to go out there. It's guys like Antron Brown and myself and J.R. Todd, the other NASCAR guys, drag race guys, all the forms of motorsports, including drifting, everything that Toyota's involved in, that all the drivers converge, get together on a single day, and go celebrate with the other associates out there.
And also, looking forward to Homestead, you've got two races before we get there. What do you like your odds, or what do you put your odds at being one of those final four and then going on to win that championship?
Yeah, I'd like to think our odds are pretty good. Obviously anything can happen. We won Martinsville last year and came here, and we had two flat tires in the race, and we didn't fare very well, So you still have to have some luck on your side and have everything kind of go your way. It's tough to rebound sometimes after a difficult start to a day, or even if you have trouble later in the day, it's really difficult to rebound and get a good finish like you need. We'd love to be able to win and automatically lock ourselves through, but if that's not the case, then you just got to be smart and mindful of a good points day and try not to hurt yourself and minimize mistakes if some are made.
You go back to the front to Woody and then to Chris.
So Woody came with MRN. Kyle, speaking of looking ahead, just wanted to get your thoughts on Phoenix with the move of the start-finish line to coming off of what used to be turn two and how you think that might impact the race next week.
Yeah, I don't I don't know that it'll change a whole lot, really. Have to kind of wait and see, I guess. But overall, the race, the restarts are going to be the biggest difference that I see. And to me, it's kind of going to remind me of Richmond, I'd say. A lot of us are restarting in the turn at Richmond, and they thought that was kind of going to be a problem when they first asked me. They're like, hey, as far as start-finish line placement, where do you think it can go or should be, or where would it be weird for it? And, I'm grateful they asked me, but I told them exactly that. I'm like, look, where Richmond's is, we're in the corner almost anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's just a matter of where it is and kind of what's going to happen with guys coming up through the gears and where guys are going to go once you clear the start-finish line, on the restart and fanning out and getting off into turn one. There's not a lot of room out there, and with the speed that you need to carry through one and two, it's going to be pretty crazy, I think.
We'll go to Chris and then Dustin.
Yeah, Chris, nightcatchevents.com. Kyle, the Halloween video kind of went viral this week, which was really cool. I was just wondering how much fun it is to have a sponsor interact like that you can, and the impact that you leave on those kids and those families, because it seemed like that's something that would carry with those kids for many, many years to come.
Yeah, obviously it was, a pretty cool concept and idea. I'm going to take 100% credit on that. That it was my idea. I came up with it on Thursday, and we did it on Tuesday. So, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you think those are brand people that come up with those ideas and say, hey, go do this. And honestly, it was me asking them if I could go do it. And so, you know, we had to go through the whole approval process of being able to go do it and have releases and everything else for it all. So it's crazy the amount of hurdles you have to go through sometimes to be able to go do something kind of fun that's just off the cuff. But honestly, it's cool. At first, it was a little rough. We hit a few houses that nothing was happening. It's like, man, this is going to be a dud. And then finally, we hit a neighborhood where many of the kids got home, I guess, or were home and kind of saw me moseying around. One of the funniest stories of that whole deal was we were going through a couple houses, and it's like, well, if the doors are open and the screen doors are closed, somebody's got to be home, right? So you roll up to those houses, and who's in those houses? It's the old people, because old people leave their front doors open and their screens closed. So there's no content there. And one of the ladies was like, I'm just the nanny. And she's holding like a 6-month-old. She wouldn't open the door. Like, she was freaked out. Like, she's like, I'm going to rob her. And so I was like, all right, I'm just going to leave the bag here, and I'm going to go to another one next door and keep moving. And then it was kind of fun. But the kids is what it's all for. And the opportunity to see them and have them, that the circle of children that it grew from like 2 to 5 to 8 to 12 to 20 to 25 kids or whatever the heck it was, they kept following us. Like, we literally had to start watching around and making sure we weren't going to run over a kid on a bike, you know? So it was like, all right, we got to leave this neighborhood now and go to another one, because it just became too much of a swarm of bees that were riding around us.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Kyle, for as long as you've done this and through the progression of the series, is it more accepted of the bump and run? And as it's done more at this level, do you see younger guys kind of feeding off of what is done up here? And how does that impact you and how you have to be aware of things as it changes over time? Is that a fair assessment of... I mean, there have been more last-lap passes this season, and a lot of them have been related to bumps. You had your thing with Kyle at Chicago. Are you guys creating the new norm for young drivers, and how is that impacting you moving forward and as you have to face these guys?
I don't know. Sometimes you just see that out of younger drivers. There's a few from the K&N series I remember that would crash their way to a win. Some of the truck series. Go back and watch the truck series race from Martinsville. There wasn't a guy that got to a guy that tried to pass him. They just flat out ran into him. As soon as they got there, they just run into the back of the guy and try to move him out of the way to make a pass. I mean, it's like, come on, guys. I guess that's just the way it's going to be, you know. And when you keep limiting power and making it harder for guys to slip the tires and out-accelerate people and do a better job out-driving them, then, you know, the cars become more equal and equal. You got to drive through them. So I guess that's going to be the new norm here eventually of some sort, you know. But overall, it's just you. There's guys. There's certain guys, individuals that you can probably race that that wouldn't do those sorts of things. You know, names that come to mind would be Jimmy Johnson, Martin Truex Jr. That you can race with and battle with and do it cleanly. And there's guys that you have names that you know they're just going to flat out run into you on lap 128 when they get to your rear bumper and move you out of the way of a 500 lap race. I mean, it's like, okay, whatever, dude. Like, come on. Depends on who it is, man. It's all about who it is. It's their norm. If it's their norm, then I guess you got to treat them back as it's their norm. But when you do it back because you're doing it to somebody that you know will do it, then you're now associated as being that kind of guy. So, you know, how do you balance that? I don't know. For instance, if if it was me and Joey flat out ran over me when he got to me, at Martinsville, then when I go back on him the next time, am I just doing it because it's Joey, or am I doing it because it's me? You know what I mean? I would say I'm doing it because of who it is, you know, not that that's the way I want to do it.
All right, Kyle. Well, thanks for joining us today. Good luck on Sunday.